I actually have very little to say. It's hard to express. The level of joy and gratitude I feel to see you. It's a full-bodied experience. I think the core aspect of it is a kind of incredible luckiness. You know, we're always reminded that Jesus said, if two people gather in my name, I am there. So when a room full of people gather, who have been gathering for many years, really, I have finally come to understand how extraordinarily blessed we are. And that there are really lots of gatherings in the world. And they're full of energy, and they're full of activity, and they're full of stuff. And they're often very diverting and very entertaining and very beautiful. You know, great sporting events, great theater, great music, great anything where people come together is really a spectacular experience. But when people come together to just be together, to do nothing together, and we gather because we are each both reaching for and receiving and conscious of what it means to be, it carries us collectively to an extraordinary place of consciousness and gratitude. And it's a shared thing. It's not just me to you. It really comes, and we feed it into each other. And something fills the environment around us and is breathed into us, and in some way we cease to be separate. We cease to be giving or receiving. We simply are. We simply are present. And I know I'm not saying anything new here. I'm not saying anything terribly important. And probably one of the most beautiful aspects of this is that it's just not important. On the other hand, it's everything. And I can only talk about it from my personal, individual space. But it's a space that is absolutely filled and overflowing with a kind of wordless happiness. And it's completely because of you. So, thank you guys for making the journey here. I sat the other day with a friend of mine, two of us just talking. And we were not two people gathered in one name. We were just talking. It's somebody I care about enormously. But they did not bring connection to the equation. And as hard as I worked, and I did work, at trying to be really present with a kind of non receptive, non-giving entity in the depth of giving and reception. I don't mean there was a lot of back and forth. But it was almost impossible to find what is in this room. And it's really interesting. It's not that it wasn't there for me, because I really am discovering more and more in my day-to-day existence that one can bring this everywhere. It's not like you actually have to transport it. It just happens to be there, wherever you are. And you can, at some point in your progress, if you want to call it that, get better at it. But no matter how good you get at it, walking into an environment that is not receptive or is hostile or is unconscious doesn't affect your effort, but you will not get back from outside. It will be completely internal. And that's fine. It's really fine. But it never approaches in that way the extraordinary quality of what's going on when we gather. And it's so interesting because we gather literally to do nothing at all. In the best sense, we're not doing anything. We're just here. And in just being here, perhaps the most extraordinary experience of being human occurs. Hard to describe. I mean, there are lots of great experiences in being human. A lot of peak ones and a lot of not so peak ones. But something that seems to occur, at least for me, consistently in sitting with you guys. And tonight it really is literally you guys. Is a kind of cosmic acknowledgement of reality and truth and being that is becoming for me increasingly hard to talk about. And I suspect a lot of you will be happy because we'll get out of here earlier. But I have to say it. It's just, it's expressed completely in being. And I am unbelievably grateful. That's that. Any questions? Click.